This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm Susan Laird, filling in for your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. In the wide world of sports, rankings are constantly changing. But in the public health arena, some things never change. For the past several decades, heart disease and stroke have been the first and third leading causes of death in the United States, respectively. Dr. Mary George is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. She's joining us today to discuss ways to avoid becoming a victim of heart disease and stroke. Welcome to the show, Dr. George.
Thank you. It's great to be here today.
Dr. George, how many people die each year from heart attacks and strokes?
Around the world, over 17 million people die each year, and here in the United States, over 800,000 people die each year.
Is this number going up or down, or has it stayed about the same?
Well, the good news is that the rate of death from cardiovascular disease has been declining in the United States for over a quarter of a century. But the decline has not been consistent across all demographic groups.
Well, what are the risk factors for these conditions?
Some of the risk factors for cardiovascular disease are things that we cannot change, such as family history, being a man, race, and age. Other risk factors are things that we do have the power to change by living healthier lives. Those include things like high blood pressure, tobacco use, high cholesterol, diabetes, heavy alcohol use, inactive lifestyle, and being overweight.
So what can people do to decrease the likelihood of suffering a heart attack or stroke?
Number one, know your numbers. People should know what their blood pressure is and their cholesterol. We can prevent and control high cholesterol. We can prevent and control high blood pressure by eating a healthy diet, regular physical activity, not smoking, and having a healthy weight. We can control diabetes, again, oftentimes with diet, not using tobacco, only moderate alcohol use, maintaining a healthy weight, and an active lifestyle.
Dr. George, what are some of the warning signs or symptoms of a heart attack or stroke?
The warning signs of a heart attack are often chest discomfort, which some people describe as it feeling like an uncomfortable pressure or squeezing, fullness or pain in their chest. They may also experience pain in their neck, their back, their shoulders, their arms, their jaw, or even in their stomach. People often experience shortness of breath. They may break out in a cold sweat and feel lightheaded. For a stroke, we often think the warning signs relate to the word sudden, such as sudden confusion or trouble speaking, sudden numbness or weakness in the face, arm, or leg, sudden trouble seeing, sudden trouble walking with dizziness or loss of balance. They may have a very sudden severe headache. The important thing to remember when you experience any of these signs of a heart attack or stroke, call 911.
Dr. George, I've often heard that women have different symptoms of when they're having a heart attack. Is that true?
They may feel more nausea than pain.
So where can listeners get more information about these conditions?
They can go to www.cdc.gov and search for heart disease.
Dr. George, thanks for sharing this information with our listeners today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's it for this week's show. Be sure and join us next week. Until then, be well. This is Susan Laird for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.